Llevamos chapter 12, Mishnah 6, Mitzvah, Chalitza. So how did they do it? What was the actual procedure? Bo hu v'yivim to lebeis din. So there were two of them would come, the man and the woman, to court. V'hein ma'asin lo eitza ha'ogenes. And the first, the court would give them some advice, suitable advice. And what was the suitable advice? So the commentaries that, for example, if she was young and he was old, or the other way around, they would advise them to do chalitza. It's not, yibum is not always appropriate. It's not every situation. And so the court would advise them, actually, taka over here, chalitza is the thing to do. Shinemar, and the pasuk says, v'karu lo izikna ira v'dibra alav, that the elders of the city will call them and they'll speak to him, right? So they'd give them the advice. V'hi omeres, and then we said that there were certain verses that they would say. And the first verse, or the opening, would be the woman. And she would say, Ma'ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, lo ava yavama. My husband's brother refuses to raise up his brother name in Israel, and he doesn't want to perform the duty of a husband's brother. So that's what she would say. V'hi omer, and then the man would answer, Lo chafatzta lakachta. Lo chavatzti lakachta. I don't want to take you as in Yibum. U'b'lashon HaKodesh hayu omrim. And all these verses they would say in Loshon HaKodesh. They had to say the verses in Hebrew. And then, V'nigsha yivim to'alav la'ena hazakanim v'chaltza na'al me'al raglo v'yaraka b'fanav. Then what they would do is take off his shoe, and then she would spit before him. Right? She would spit in front of him. And it had to be rok anira ledayanim. Says the Mishnah, it had to be a spit that was visible. Couldn't, you know, it had to be like a proper shetu, right? Yeah. Va'ansa va'amra kacha yase le'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. That this is what's done to someone who doesn't want to raise up his brother's name or uphold his brother's name in the Jewish people. Ad kana yu makrin, and that was up to where they read the verses. Ukshik Rebbe Hurkanus tachas ha'ele b'kfar eitam, but when Rebbe Hurkanus rehearsed it or carried out the procedure in a place called Kfar Eitam, then Gvar v'gamar es kol ha'pasha, he completed the whole pasha. And husuku lios gomrin kol ha'pasha, and from that time onwards became the custom really to finish reading the pasha, and they would carry on reading, and this is what they would say, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hana'al. His name shall be called in Israel the house of him that had his shoe loosened. Right? Because he did chalitza, so it kind of gets, it's like a bad, you know, it was not a good thing. And then finishes off the Mishnah and said there was a mitzvah by Dayanim, velo mitzvah by Talmidim, a mitzvah that was carried out by the Dayanim, but not by the Talmidim. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Omer mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham lemor. No, it wasn't just for the Dayanim. It was for everybody sitting there to say, chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. Three times, the man had his shoe loosened, the man had his shoe loosened, the man had his shoe loosened. The dispute is to exactly who would say that. Was it just the three Dayanim sitting there? Or was it everybody that you know, that witnessed the procedure over there? It brings it around the Karti, quoting the Rambam, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So it was really a mitzvah for everyone over there to say this three times.